It's 11:15. Mabel Louise Stewart is here with us. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's countdown. That's right. Only 7 more days before Christmas. Oh, dear. And I bet you're saying I have 1,000 things to do. Well, if that's your situation this morning, why not just stop? Sit in your favorite chair and have a nice hot cup of coffee. And let me tell you a beautiful Christmas story on why Jesus came as a man. Have you wondered about that answer? Well, maybe this illustration, this testimony will be beautiful in your mind as it has been in mine. Maybe you have a lot of why questions about Christmas. Well, if you do, listen to my broadcast on Christmas Day, because I'm going to be giving you 8 answers to the why questions. And my theme, of course, this year has been, who is this Jesus, the Christ of Christmas? And if you don't know the answer to this, believe me, you've missed the true meaning of Christmas. And I don't want you to miss out. No, I don't. I want you to know the truth, because the truth will set you free. Oh, my goodness, the Lord has just emphasized this so much in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So whenever a theme is listed in all 4 Gospels, it's actually saying to us, attention, please, this is important. So why wouldn't I join in that and answer those questions for you? You see, this is the question that will either confirm your faith or show that you have disbelief in your heart. So if you believe, as Peter stated, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, then you can truly celebrate Christmas with joy and assurance that you have faith in Christ. If you answer as the scribes and the Pharisees, you would say that Jesus was just a man. That's what they thought. A good man. Oh, yes, he was a good man because he ministered to the poor. He was an upright man because what he said was true. He was a moral man because his life was a blessing and a testimony. He was an honest man because he referred to the scriptures as they were. He was a pure man because he loved with a pure heart. Yes, he was a godly man, but they considered him just another man. So let me give you just a few, because I can't take too long, because I could give you many. But let me give you just a few of the claims from the Bible that Jesus himself said about his identification. This is what he said: before Abraham was, I am. That's found from John 8. Verse 58. He also said, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. John 8:25-26. Then he also said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. And he said to the woman at the well, in John, the 4th chapter, I know that the Messiah cometh, the Samaritan woman said, and he'll be called Christ. When he comes, he will be telling us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. So he identified himself to this precious woman who was in deep sin and searching. And perhaps you're asking, but Mabel Louise, I've never really understood why and how could God become flesh? Well, let me interject here that maybe you've had that question. I'm sure that's a good question to ask. And I was thrumming through a book written by Dr. H.I. Ironside. Now, that name probably doesn't mean much to you unless you've been to Bible college. And he is one of the old-timer preachers who was pastor of Moody Memorial Church in Chicago for many years, famous preacher of the word, wrote lots of books. And his writings are very deep and wonderful. And in one of his books, he had this illustration, which really made an impact in my heart. I thought, oh my goodness, this is it. I want to share that on my broadcast, because he made it so clear from a testimony of a friend that he had. And so I want to end my broadcast with this story, and I hope that it will make an impact on your heart, because it clears up why Jesus had to leave heaven and come down as a man. Well, Dr. Ironside wrote this, and he said, I have a friend. He was a Hindu. And he said, by the way, some of you may have met him. So he's writing this to his church people. He had been a professor in a college in India. And at that time, he was of the Buddhist religion. Then before that, he had been a Brahmin. His heart was so hungry, and he had never found satisfaction in either of these religions. So he became interested in Christianity. And he read and studied and read and studied, and he came up against the great doctrine of the incarnation. God became man. So he said to himself, I can't believe that the supreme God of the universe would ever, ever degrade himself to become a man. But he couldn't get away from that thought, from that scripture. It was in his mind day and night. Well, one day he was out in the field, and you realize, Dr. Ironside said, you know that a good Buddhist will never, ever kill any living creature. And as this Hindu professor was walking about, he was attracted to a huge anthill. Thousands of those little creatures were busy gathering up food. And he noticed that as his shadow came between them and the sun, and there was a great movement among them, whether their eyes were of such character that they could observe that a great giant was standing over them, I don't know, the Hindu said. But they were frightened, and they ran around hither and thither. But when he stepped to one side, he noticed that they went on with their various ant activities, just as usual. So he stepped back again so that his shadow fell across the anthill. But this time, he remained quiet for about 10 minutes. And pretty soon, he noticed that the ants ceased to be disturbed. So as he stood there looking down at the little ants, he said, "I wish I could make those little creatures understand my feelings toward them. They are evidently frightened because they do not know who I am or how I feel. Perhaps they are afraid that I am a great monster that will crush them between my feet. How I would like to be able to give them and help them to understand that I have nothing but compassion in my heart for every living creature." And then, as he stood there, this thought came to him. "There is only one way I could ever get that across to those little creatures. It would be if I could possibly, in some way, to compress my mentality into the brain of an ant so that I would have all of the ant's instincts and be able to communicate with them as ants and yet have a man mind. I could do it if I had that. So in that way, I would be able to make known to those little creatures just how I feel toward them." And in a moment, it flashed upon him. That is exactly what God has done in the incarnation. That's what God has done in the person of Christ. He has come so near to his poor, suffering, sinning creatures that he has compressed deity into a body, into humanity of a man, and by doing so, he is able to make God known to us. And the Hindu said, "I turned away from that anthill a believer, a Christian." Our Lord Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of all creation. He comes into this world as a man, and God says, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee." So this has to do with his virgin birth. It is not his eternal generation that is in view in the second psalm. There was no day in which he was begotten as the eternal son, but on a given day, foreknown from all eternity, he was begotten in the virgin's womb as the divine son, the firstborn of all creation, the rightful heir of all things. Isn't that a beautiful story? And doesn't it make it clear? I'm sure you've heard another story similar to that by Paul Harvey. Remember that one about the birds? But I wanted to share this true story of a Hindu friend to Dr. Ironside, which actually really happened. It's a beautiful story and one that your children would really understand. Christmas time is a perfect time to emphasize the Luke 2 story of the birth of Jesus with your own family. It should never become mundane, but become fresh and beautiful. Yes, Jesus, very God, became flesh, dwelt among us, died for our sins on the cross, rose again the third day, and is presently seated on the right hand of God, making intercession or praying for us. How do I know? I'll tell you, because the Bible tells me so. And this is truth. He also said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away." So please believe it, so you and me can be together in heaven. I love you in the Lord, and don't get so pressed and stressed out that you won't enjoy the beautiful celebration of Christmas. Bye-bye.